My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi, Kenny. See, this is why it's valuable that not only do we have the Olympics on the TV right now, live indoor volleyball, a lot of commentary on the outdoor volleyball fits over the last few days. Very modest.
They can wear what they want.
But they didn't.
They want to wear, they want to be modest, be modest.
It was actually the indoor volleyball. They are more scantily clad right now. A lot of commentary on the wardrobe for everything, including...
See, the one guy got booted?
Wait, for what?
He made a remark about the Australian women's swim team. Didn't go over too well.
We
can't play that broadcast because obviously we'll be in a lot of trouble.
Can you paraphrase it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not paraphrasing what the guy said. It was just a, like...
Breaking down the backstroke?
No, it was something like... Basically, old stereotypes of women from the 1960s.
Okay.
Best I can say.
Boy, you can't get away with anything these days, can you?
The woman with him called her outrageous.
And now,
outrageous.
And now got the boot, huh?
Yeah, got the big boot.
All right, well, I will update you on a little bit of what happened over the weekend with the Olympics.
I'm alive.
LeBron James, still insanely good. So not only did he get to lead the way for Team USA on the boat... Did you see him on the barge?
No idea.
Coming through, and they said he looked like a regal George Washington. Down the, was it the Seine River?
It yes. Was.
It was amazing optics. It was raining while it was happening.
Really?
And he had the flag, and he was out in front. It was one of the coolest pictures. I guarantee for him, he's ever done, I guarantee he'll be talking about that one for the rest of his life. But he was incredible. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 9 of 13. Really, it was him and Kevin Durant. Durant was nearly perfect, 8 of 9 from the floor for 23 points.
Is this LeBron James? This is LeBron James on the Delaware. This is unbelievable. Yeah. What a picture.
He's not taking an Olympics vacation, though.
Mm-hmm. Taking this very seriously.
Wow.
Let me ask you. If you were doubting... whether or not he had the resume.
Who was doubting?
To be better than...
Someone was doubting?
The resume to be better than Michael Jordan?
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's...
Oh, to be better than
I
Michael.
I think that's a pretty big debate.
Have been talking about that?
It's a debate I've heard.
It's basically all FS1 is a big LeBron-Michael debate.
And it, although...
That's all the station
with
is.
With Skip out, does that continue?
I'm sure they'll find a way to plug along.
Oh, that's right. Nick Wright's still there, so...
You said it, not me.
It's like, well, we haven't had an election without a Clinton, a Biden, a Trump. Like, they could say that forever. We have not had a day without a LeBron debate since Skip Bayless. They'll find a way. Yeah. They'll find a way to get it done. So, LeBron was amazing. And I'm just wondering, does this matter to anybody in the MJ LeBron debates that he is still doing this at this age and now...
I thought it was just settled, right?
Is it? Or do you mean just people are not going to change their opinion no matter what?
Oh, yeah. Either way.
I mean,
if you think Michael's the best and nothing LeBron is ever going to do by now, nothing LeBron ever is going to do is going to change that. I told you, I was only a holdout because I think once you say it, you can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to try to hold out as far as I possibly can, as long as I can. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? Michael's better. Or excuse me, LeBron's better.
Wow.
The hell with it. I mean, there's nothing to hold on to. It's over.
Yeah, I do have to give some credit.
I'm alive.
Over the weekend, obviously, taking 2 out of 3. We haven't really broken down the games. Taking 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia, insane. But 6 relievers yesterday, 1 hit ball, and Class A, again, phenomenal. Kind of feels like he's still underrated as a Cleveland superstar.
Class A?
He is a superstar, right? He's not just a star.
He's about to be the all-time saves leader.
Like, what would make a reliever a superstar? Like, we agree Mariano Rivera, superstar. Is it just has to do it in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's simply what it is.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, what's Mike Trout done in the playoffs?
Plus,
is it because he's a closer? A closer is just a different animal.
We had
he can win a Cy Young somehow.
We've had very passionate.
Ooh, I like that.
Very passionate relationships with closers over the last 20 years. I mean, since like Jose Mesa, and then they burned out very quickly. Like Bob Wickman. Joe Borowski, that was a nice month. Cody Allen, Chris Perez.
Yeah, we've always had above average closers.
Oh, we've always had a pretty good closer.
Even the ones that have been theatrical or have been an adventure, they've always been above average.
Chris Perez was an adventure, yes.
But you're right, but I just don't hear people talk about Class A in that way. They're just like, yeah, he's great. But is it because he's only facing 3 batters? So it's such a small part of the game.
It's because he's throwing 102.
But wouldn't that add to it?
Well, he throws one pitch and it's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, even his
really
off-speed
fast
thing
fastball.
Is 92 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's oh, by the way,
Lime-a-like.
We had 2 hits yesterday for Bezzana.
Oh, nice.
#1 overall pick. Kenny, he's going to be available to the media tomorrow at Lake County. Can we get crazy here? Allow us to get crazy. How far can he get this year? It's July 29th.
Maybe Akron.
It's be a great story.
Wait a minute. Lake County's it goes. Lake County, yeah, because it's Lynchburg is
right.
Low A.
It's before Lake
County. Okay, and so he's already at Lake County. So he skipped that. Maybe Akron. Maybe. I don't know, man. We're getting right for August.
How quickly would we get phone? How long before we get the phone calls?
Oh, if he ends up at Akron?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
No, to get him all the way up
get
there.
Get him all the way up.
Oh.
I mean, if the shortstop position is still struggling in the lineup and he's hitting, what's to say you can't just put Jimenez over at short and bring him
correct.
Up and put him at second? Owen, let's do
correct.
It today.
Yeah.
Did you get
Lime Alive
D. Haslam's casual survey that indicates that fans of Cleveland want a dome? Said that on Friday.
I don't believe so.
A casual survey. What kind of survey does that entail? I know I got a lot of political survey questions this weekend.
What's casual to you?
I got a bunch. I got one from, I got both sides. Somebody's signing me up. Someone's definitely signing me up.
No, I got one too.
I told you. I've been blocking them like crazy.
Donald Trump Jr.
They just keep coming.
I got one from Dinetta.
I think that's the one I got. The way it was phrased was very... I was like, man, somebody sign me up for this.
Last one I got was from Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Which said what?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I mean, that would have been amazing.
Would have been something.
That would have been absolutely incredible. Kenny?
What?
Lima Lime.
Oh.
Chevy Chase was in Cleveland this weekend, and he went to Barley House.
What was he doing?
I've got to show you the photos.
Why was Chevy Chase in the Barley House?
Fish out of water doesn't do it justice.
Four amigos.
Really?
I don't know what's going on over there, but anytime Chevy Chase, did he do a one-man show? Is he performing? If somebody can let us know why Chevy Chase, if you cross paths with Chevy Chase this weekend, please let me know. That'd be absolutely amazing.
Jeez, I didn't even know that.
My life.
Did you see the no-look pass from Deshaun Watson?
I did not see that.
It was very Patrick Mahomes-esque.
Ooh, we'll ask Dale about that.
The video over the weekend, of course, there can't be a Deshaun Watson post on social media without the first 100 responses being from fans all over the NFL and some fans here in Cleveland. Just totally ridiculing him. But could this be a sign of the new offense? Kenny, could this be what
we're going to script no-look passes? I don't know if we want to do that.
Why did the Kansas City Chiefs get to do all the fun stuff? Why can't we do some of the fun stuff?
I don't think they script no-look passes with Patrick Mahomes. I think he just does it.
Brandon Whedon did a couple no-look.
Yeah, you want that happening?
He actually did. Trouble in Paradise.
I'm a no-likes.
We have two huge contracts in the NFL. Kenny, we'll get your thoughts. Run out of time. I want your thoughts on Tua and Jordan Love signing those deals. A little bit different in how they were structured. I did get a laugh out of this in Pittsburgh.
I'm a likes.
Russell Wilson already on the men. And they are outraged in Pittsburgh as part of a quarterback competition that is going on between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields that he got hurt pushing a sled.
What was Russell Wilson doing pushing a sled?
I think that's the question a lot of people in Pittsburgh were wondering. Was it a look at me moment?
Why was he pushing a sled?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Russ. Get a hold of his secretary. I think that's how teammates get a hold of him.
Is he just...
Maybe they're getting ready for a tush push.
Trying to show off, so he decided to push a sled. No.
Tush push.
You don't think they have Tua doing that?
Pushing sleds? No. Deshaun Watson better not be pushing a sled.
That's Taekwondo.
Jiu-Jitsu, I thought it was.
It's all the same.
Royce Gracie helped him.
One final note.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
If there's one Olympic event you need to get caught up on, dressage.
Okay.
That's where the horses do the thing,
oh,
right?
Oh, I was watching some dressage over the weekend.
Now, what do they do?
It was incredible. Well, there was some jumping. There was some trotting.
They dance in the square, right?
Kenny, they do
that
it all.
I'll watch.
Did you know they were capable? I'm watching it right now. Laura Collette performs dazzling event dressage routine at the Paris Olympics. Oh, look at that horse dressage.
Andy just texted us, by the way. Chevy Chase was signing autographs at the National Card Show this weekend.
And so he went out clubbing afterwards.
Yeah. Apparently.
Nice.
Had a good time.
I got that Chevy Chase Don Russ at home.
There you go.
I tell my wife, if Chevy Chase can go out to West 6, why can't I?
Because he's a 70-something-year-old man.
That's it for about last.
Outstanding as always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.